that's what man wrote what God wanted him to write. You mean to tell me God could part the Red Sea, but he couldn't stop man from writing the wrong thing in the Bible? I don't think so. The foolishness of preaching. The apostles preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. See, the apostles preached Jesus Christ. They preached the cross of Christ. They preached how Jesus went out on Calvary and he hung out there. He hung there and he died. From the sixth to the ninth hour, they preached how the darkness was over the face of the earth for 3 hours. From the sixth to the ninth hour, they preached how that Jesus was buried down in the grave and he stayed there for 3 days and three nights. And they preached how he rose up after the third day with all power in his hands. That's what the apostles preached. They preached the cross of Jesus Christ. It was power. See, there is power. There's power in preaching the cross of Christ. Ain't no power in preaching man's wisdom. It's a good thing to praise the Lord. I can tell you how you ought to shout, but there ain't no power in that. The power's in Jesus. You need the one to make you shout. Huh? You need the one to make you dance. You need the one that's going to put something in your feet. You need the one that's going to put some hallelujah in your mouth. You need the one that's going to put some speaking in your tongue. You need the one that's going to give you some everlasting joy. You need the one that Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. That's who we need here today. Amen. That's who we got to have. Amen. That's who the apostles preached. They preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They preached that Jesus came and he died. And he rose again the third day. But see, to the Jews, it's a stumbling block. And to the Greeks, it's foolishness. We are Greeks. Everybody that's not a Jew is a Greek. Ain't no black, white, blue, and green in this. Everybody that's not a Jew is a Greek. We are all classified as Gentiles, Greeks. It was foolishness. Why? Because salvation was to the Jews. And the Greeks sought after wisdom. While the Jews were seeking after God, the Greeks were seeking after wisdom. When you read in the Old Testament, when they went and took the cities and overthrew them, all the things that they had, they were wise. They had a lot of nice things, advanced things. But God told them to destroy all of it. Why? But because he didn't want them getting polluted with the Gentiles. And that's why he tell you to crucify the world with the lust and the affections thereof. Now, you have to crucify the world. That's why he said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Because if any man love the world, he have not the love of the Father in him. Why? Because when you love the world, it will pollute your mind. And it will have you wanting to do the things of the world rather than the things of God. That's why you got to crucify the world. That's why you got to push aside everything that's of the world. That's why he said, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Everybody that named the name of Christ need to walk away from sin. Need to turn your back on the world. You got to come out of the world. He said, come out and be ye separated. People don't want to be separated. See, that's foolishness to them, telling them they got to separate themselves from the world. Well, my people are in the world. You can love your people without loving the world. You got to have enough wisdom to separate the love for your people and the love of the world. You can go right in there where you're to a party where they're drinking and dancing and hooping and hollering or whatever they're doing, and you still love your people, but you don't have to be a partaker of what they're doing. You don't have to pick up a drink just because somebody else got one. You don't have to get in the soul train line because everybody else is in it. People want to do what everybody else is doing. See, that's the thing today. They want to take on the things of the world. They don't want no preacher to stand up and tell them, don't love the world. Don't be partakers with what the world is doing. They don't want to hear that. Even today, that's foolishness to them. Well, everybody else is doing it. They go to church over there and they're doing it. Why can't we do it? Well, let me ask you something. If the whole world was going to hell, would you want to go because they're going? You want to follow the crowd? Well, if all them doing it, it got to be right. That's what Ahab thought when he called up 400 prophets. 400 prophets. Prophesy. Go on up there and take it. Rahab Gilead. Go on up there and take it. God gonna be with you. Go on and get it. 1 through 400. All come and prophesy the same thing. But the other kings, ain't you got one more here? Don't you just have one more? Let's hear what he got to say. Yeah, I got one, but he'll never prophesy me nothing good. He ain't never told me nothing good. Bring him on in anyway. Let's see what he got to say. Ah, shall I go up and return victorious? Ahab, if you return at all, God ain't spoke to me. I'd lock him up. Didn't I tell you he wouldn't prophesy nothing good? One man out of 400 had enough nerve to stand up and tell what God said. I saw the downward road is crowded. You don't worry about what the downward road is doing. If one man stand up and tell you what the Bible say, that ought to be good enough. God said it. That's why the Bible said, Peter said, I would rather obey God than obey man. Because people would rather obey what the crowd is doing. Don't preach in this name of Jesus. That's what they told Peter. Don't do that. Told the apostles, don't do that. We're going to threaten them. We're going to beat them and tell them, get out of here. Don't preach the cross of Christ. They didn't want to hear about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It happened then and it's happening now. People don't want to hear about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear about Jesus. We done heard enough about Jesus. Every time I go to church, it's just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But did nobody die for you but Jesus? Huh? Did nobody pay that sin?
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
God answers prayer. It becomes the evidence that the Lord had a hand in all of our affairs. Oh, praise his name. I thank God for his hand.
That time of year again at the Citywide Area Interdenominational Committee, where the General Chairman, W. James Dudley, and Co-Chairman, Reverend Joseph Martin, invites you to the 47th Annual Citywide Interdenominational Revival, proclaiming and always winning the lost for Christ. Services begin on Tuesday, March 26, 2013, and ends Friday, March 29, 2013. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son Jesus, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Thus, we as servants are compelled to witness and bring others to Christ. Services begin for the 47th Annual Citywide Revival with a musical taking place on March 26, 2013 at 6:30 p.m. at the Mount Zion Baptist Church, where the Reverend Roger Green is host pastor, 1116th Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. This year's noonday service evangelist is Reverend Joe A. Jackson. pastor of the Best Grove Missionary Baptist Church of Goldsboro. Noonday services will be held at the Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, where Reverend Larry R. Turner is the host pastor. Your evening evangelist will be Reverend Tellis Chapman, pastor of the Galilee Missionary Baptist Church of Detroit, Michigan.
Now, I thank God for his hand. Oh, praise his name. The same hand that took nothing and made something, and took something and made everything. The same hand and made dirt, and then took the dirt and made dust, and then took the dust and made a man, and then took a man and made a woman, and took a woman and a man and made all men.
Evening services will be held at the Mount Zion Baptist Church, 11th 16th Street, where the host pastor is Reverend Roger Green. All noonday services begin at 11:45 a.m. Evening services begin at 6:45 p.m. Join us for this 47th annual revival as we do the work of him who has sent us to be in the vineyard and harvest souls for his kingdom. The Citywide Interdenominational Committee is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, 98.9 FM Monroe.
This is Reverend W. James Dunkley, General Chairman of the Citywide Revival Committee. This is just a sample of what you're going to hear for the Citywide Revival in Dr. Tellis Chapman of Detroit, Michigan, pastor of the Galilee Baptist Church. You don't want to miss this treat, my brothers and my sisters, because this is a man of God that's really going to stir your heart.
The 19th chapter of the book of our Lord's Gospel, as recorded by Luke. Luke, the 19th chapter, beginning with the first verse through to verse 10. And once you shall have found that passage and read it there, you may see these words. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he is gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. Turn to your neighbor, left or right, shake a hand, look at him, and tell him these words. Neighbor, he saw the best in me. Now give him praise for what he's getting ready to tell you. He saw the best in me. I have a confession to make. And I trust that you will bear with me as I